No change on Capitol Hill means trouble for persecuted Christians. A massive quake jolts Guatemala, and a clever ministry platform allows believers to hide in plain sight. We'll tell you what's behind that and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Not much is changing on Capitol Hill in the wake of the 2012 elections. That's bad news for those who were hoping change would come in time to rescue a religious freedom bill that's languishing in the Senate. According to Open Doors USA's advocacy coordinator, Lindsay Vesey,
this bill would create a special envoy that would address religious freedom issues in the Near East and in South Central Asia.
But hope is fading and time's running out.
If that bill is not brought to a vote in the Senate before the end of the year, then this session of Congress ends, the bill dies, and if we want to pass this bill again, we have to reintroduce it in both House of the Senate and next session of Congress.
It's the marginalized Christians who suffer most from lack of action.
Certainly people can be praying for God to move in the heart of the senator who has a hold on the bill, also to move in the hearts of other senators who have the ability to influence the situation, but maybe just haven't been willing to allocate their resources to do that.
Next, a magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck off the Pacific coast of Guatemala yesterday. Paradise Bound Ministries immediately sent out a prayer alert. Their staff and mission base are okay. The affected area got hit by a volcanic eruption in September. Communications with those villages are still down. Paradise Bound teams will respond to emergency needs as the hands and feet of Christ. We've got details and links on how you can help at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Hurricane Sandy left Haiti in a shambles. 20 inches of rain led to flooding and mudslides that destroyed crops and killed livestock. Food for the Hungry reports that widespread hunger and disease can be expected as a result of the hurricane. They have an emergency fund that will help Haiti get back on its feet. Pray that the people's physical and spiritual needs will be met. To get involved, go to missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, with religious freedom losing ground worldwide, getting Bibles to believers is becoming increasingly difficult.
Websites, the internet, mobile technology, those kinds of things are tools that we see as very useful in helping to advance Bible translation and scripture distribution.
Wycliffe Associates CEO Bruce Smith says Operation Timothy gets the job done with digital publishing. Christians can pull up God's Word using their smartphone.
It's definitely a trend that's going to continue to increase in the future. Many parts of the world are actually even ahead of the United States in terms of the use of cell phones and mobile technology for their own communication uses.
Operation Timothy is underway, but funds are needed for servers, additional bandwidth, and more.
Those are the ways that people can get involved in their stewardship and help others to be sure that they have access to Scripture in their location.
Get connected at missionnetworknews.org. And November 4th was Orphan Sunday. Did you do anything to mark the occasion?
We celebrated here in Dallas at our corporate headquarters by having over 40 teenagers come from 5 different high schools and help us pack over 500 presents for orphans in Guatemala.
Tiffany Taylor with Orphan Outreach says they're excited to see teens getting involved. Many junior members of Women for Orphans Worldwide, or WOW, the auxiliary club of Orphan Outreach, have started clubs at their high schools. Now, during the school year, teens collect items for orphans at their school. Many travel to orphanages during the summer to meet the kids that they're supporting.
So they really have seen firsthand, and they're excited to come back and get their friends involved with orphan ministry.
Pray their efforts would raise lots of support for orphans around the world. You can get involved, too. To see if there's a WOW chapter in your city, just visit missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to remember the persecuted church and help MNN, too? With your gift of any amount, MNN wants to give you One With Them wristbands for you and your family or friends. The rubber barbed wire looking wristband will remind you to pray for persecuted believers. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the One With Them wristband link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.